Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up, folks? This is The Diary, and this is your host, Stacey F. Johnson, and I am back. Thank you for all the listeners that are listening live, if there are any, which I hope there will be, and if there's not today, there will definitely be some. I am in my very, very empty, very, very spacious apartment that I now live in, and I am back and here to share some of the most wonderful experiences with, in anybody else's life, would have been a disaster, I'm almost certain. Because I know a lot of them. But in my life, in the life of any of us that choose to follow the ways of the Lord in realness and in truth, we can do anything we want to do. So I am back. This is The Diary, the talk show for the Association of African American Single Mothers. I am its founder, Stacey F. Johnson, and very, very happy to be back doing this. And more than that is to be back doing what I love. Trying to help single moms, trying to help old people, trying to help people who don't know no better, and we're back. So today what we're going to discuss, and now we only have 30 minutes to do it, we will be discussing today what I've been through, and what, better than that, what we're going to go forward on, and based on those experiences and what I've gone through, and it's just a wonderful thing. So thank you for joining us today. I want to thank all of the Blog Talk listeners of the past, because I didn't even go to my show when I quit, was December 26, 2010, I think it was. I never went back. I never looked. And then I went back just yesterday. And, you know, it's very important for me to just start. And that's, you know, there's no better time than right now. So I went back and I looked, I'm like 3,100 listens. And 4,500 looks. So I'm like, you know what? People are kind of maybe wanting to hear what I got to say, and I'm just going to say it. And I'm going to say it the Stacey way, and that's not kissing nobody's ass, and that's real and in truth. And I believe Jesus wasn't a punk, so Jesus talked and he did and he acted and he checked people, and that's the best part of what I've learned about myself in this last year is I'm very good at checking those that need to be checked. And if we're going to live and we're going to succeed today in 2012 and beyond, you better learn how to check the devil at his onset. So that's what we're going to talk about today. So where I've been. Well, I think last we talked, I was about to get kicked out of my apartment because I was trying to be Martin Luther King in 2010, 12, 11. And it happened. I got kicked out. And long story short, this is what happened, and this is very important. And this is probably the most important part of what should happen for what I'm going to do for the future. So we know in the past I had a situation where I found out a Caucasian friend of mine that lived in the same luxury apartments I lived in, and we were paying out of the nose to live in. Basically, I found out that management allowed him, a Caucasian dude, to pay last day of the damn month. But me, of course, us, you better have it by the third now, or you get a notice on your door on the fourth, and then the process starts to get your nigga ass in the street. So we just happen to have a light little conversation, and he spills the beans. As in, I'm a good person. People like to talk. So I like to talk. So I meet people that like to talk. But he talked and he said, yeah, well, they do this and that. And, you know, yeah, they won't see you to turn me into blah, blah, blah. And I said, oh, really? Really? Oh, okay. So I tried it. Basically, got sent to the attorney, got kicked out. And long story short, went to court, had to come up with $4,100, blah, 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 blah. Of course, I had all of it except $300. So, and this is the biggest part of the lesson that I've learned, and I'll just thank God today. Because when you are in situations like that, you know, beyond a shadow of that, who has your back. And in that situation, absolutely none of my family had my back. None of my so-called friends had my back. Only God had my back. So I worked my ass off to come up with $3,900. Even wife, even Jim. I said, Jim, hey, you're not about to have to leave tomorrow at midnight and get put out by the sheriff. Come on, $300 and I'm cool. Come on, Jim. And let me, you know you got it. Well, no, you know, I haven't even paid more than you. I'm like, oh, really, Jim? I got to leave. I got to pack my Cadillac up tonight at midnight to leave because I didn't pay rent, and you still ain't paying rent. I said, well, it's all these things putting your ass out. So give me the money. Nope. So long story short, Stacy left. Stacy put everything Stacy could put all by Stacy's self in Stacy's Cadillac, and Stacy left. And Stacy stayed at a Quality Inn. So I just couldn't stand it for about a month. And then Stacy stayed at an extended stay from October 13th, my son's birthday of last year, until, by the grace of God and the glory of God, April 25th, 21st. I almost got it at 420. That's what they said. Oh, man, and you moving in your place on 420? I was like, you know what? If Donnie knew how to count, I would be living in my place on 420, but she didn't know how to count. So me and Chris had to move in on 421. So, long story short, I lived in a motel. I prayed and I prayed and I prayed and I got closer to God. And I said, oh, do you really want me to know what it feels like to be a broke down ass single mom? Oh, you really want me to feel it? Because in the middle of all of that, who had to come back and stay with me? Christopher. So, in the middle of that, right before last Christmas, Mom, I really need to come stay. So, not only am I in a freaking fucking motel, I'm in one with my son, but Jim is still walking around our apartment in Hirachis and shorts and not paying rent. But, by the grace of God, I do have a case with HUD, and it's going on, it's ongoing, gave all the info, and yeah, they're going to pay. But, that situation, I'm so thankful for. I give God all the glory for, because now I know what it feels like to be a single mom that nobody gives a damn about. And you still got to take care of your kids through it all. And don't nobody give a damn. Not even your family. You have, well, really, technically, 9 siblings, Stacy, that could have helped you. And you called probably about 8 of them. None of them. Between 9 so-called special-ass niggas with 10,000 degrees, none of them thought enough to put together $300 for their youngest, babyest of sisters. None of them. So, that's probably a big lesson. Well, parents are deceased and have been for many, many years. So, you know, that kind of hurts. Well, then you don't have a relationship. At that time, my daughter, we were a marriage, wasn't talking to her. My son wasn't talking to them. So it was just me and God. And me and God saying, look, you know what, dummy? Yeah, it's not right. It's not right that Jim is still living there. And look at the shit you're going through. It's not right, but I'm going to reward you in the end. And I need you to know what it really, really feels like to be a homeless person. I really need you to know, because I know if you know, there's going to be something done about it when the time is right. And the time is right. So not only did I go through that, I get back a very wonderfully beautiful relationship with my daughter. My special, wonderful, sweet, loving, she's even gotten closer to God because I told her, look, this is it, and this is, I'm your mama. I'm a stand on principle, and I'm just not going to be able to see you. And she herself, we've got, it's a beautiful thing. When you stand on the principle that you know God's given you, you know, that may be as quirky, but if you know it from God, it's from God. If you know it from God, it's from God. And if they're good and if they work for you, then they're from God. Okay, so I went from extended stay, blah, blah, blah. And now I have a place. And I have a place only because one day I was out there being me, you know, just nervous and just fed up, and the people at the motel called the cops on me. And so I waited for the cops. And I said, you know what, cop? And she was really nice. I said, you know what? I've been here since, oh, God, last October. I'm getting these people. I left in December, came and was back a month later. When I left then, I gave them $8,000. Now, and it's now we're talking in April. I said, you know what? They're a bunch of racists. Every time I make a request, it's always, no, no, I don't want to hear it. And I caught them doing it. And I caught them doing it. And I faced him, and I confronted him, and so I got loud. And, of course, when black people get loud, they think we're afraid of you, so they call you. And so the nice little white cop lady said, oh, and I told her when they called, I said, tell them it's the one, the black lady with the brown dreadlocks in the parking lot. I'll be waiting for her. So she came, and when I said, oh, they think we're afraid of you, she said, oh, no, no, no. I'm like, mm-hmm, because you know I ain't afraid of you. Oh, and I had another, ooh, I got a lot of instances where cops know. I'm not afraid of you, because every time you've come in my life, you've done nothing to make it worse. You have never made it better. Even if I called you for me, you made it worse for me. So, anyway. So, so I said, you know what, God, I'm done with this. I'm done. And Chris is driving me crazy, too. I walked down the street. I said, hey, let's just go in here and see what we need. Oh, yeah, we need a few new things and that. And it was, like, way too easy. I was like, why didn't I do this 8 months ago? But yeah, got my place, all good. And so I've been here since, 21st of April, and I'm thinking, okay, now, God, what's my reason? Because I'm getting up off my ass and doing what it is that I'm supposed to be doing. And what I'm supposed to be doing is helping old people. You know what I'm supposed to be doing? I'm supposed to be helping people that are under the trap of their family members that didn't do nothing with their lives. And they sit there and they drain the people with Social Security or the kids that got a check coming or the old people that got a check. I'm supposed to be helping those people. I'm supposed to be helping the moms like myself, okay, or young single moms. I'm 48 years old and my son still has to come back to me. Okay, so I thought 18 is over. No, it's not over. Because when they go out there and they run their mouth when they're young and they don't want to listen to you, they're going to have to come back. And see, the second time, it ain't going to be as easy as the first time. And my Christopher is doing wonderfully today. So, anyway, this is the diary. This is what we're talking about in the next part of the diary. We're going to be talking about what we're going to do to make things better. Because I only have 8 minutes. So let's take a break. I'm going to play Funky, Funky Summer because we funky. We would be funky if we were still homeless because it's hot as hell and Sacramento, but I ain't funky. As a matter of fact, I'm very cool because God takes care of me because I speak his word, I act his word, and I don't let the devil control me. And that's what we are all about here at the Association of African American Single Mothers. We'll be back. We'll be right back. All right. Thank you. This is The Diary, the talk show of the Association of African American Single Mothers, and I am its founder, Cindy F., as in Felicia Johnson. And I thank you for joining me. And I thank you for everything. And you know what? One thing I've learned is gratefulness will take you where you ain't never been before. And that's what I kept telling people that wanted to live with me. I said, as soon as you show you don't want to be grateful, you the hell up out of here. Because guess what? That little bitty room was not very comfortable for me. I don't know about you, and I'm very happy we're not in that motherfucker no more. So let's be a little grateful up in here, because this is God's house. Nobody wanted to listen, so I'm up in here by myself. Me and Jesus. And it's all good. Okay, so what are we going to do? We want to talk about the Association of African American Single Mothers and a program that I've been thinking for years. You know, why don't we do this? Why don't we implement this? I've got a daughter now who, by choice, not because I thought her was so grand to be a single mother, is a single mother and is an independent, very motivated. She's not sitting around waiting for the camera check and using it on her name. She is a makeup artist and got most of us young women thinking love is somebody that can use good words and trick us and shit, and then get us pregnant, and then we have babies and we get married and stuff. Got tricked. So, you know, the association needs to be talking. If the moms, I mean, I'm talking to my daughter and she still got tricked. So my kids watched me, an eagle, and they said, look, my mom did that, my mom did that, I could do that. And I ain't even got to listen to my mom because I know what I'm doing. That was my kid. I expect that out of my kids because they watch me. But, you know, if you sit at home all day or you know, we just need to do a little better with our kids. So I don't even know how I got off on her. So the Association of African, I'm talking about yesterday. So what we need to do basically with our daughter is to teach them, because she's out there right now teaching young mothers like herself. And I suggest there's no better voice out there than beautiful, wonderful, God is everything going on for yourself, you. But you still have to make wise decisions. And as a mom, you know, we can get all in a business. And I just had to tell her recently, you know what? My mom was not sitting there telling me, calling me on the next go-round. You know what? This is your life. This is your life you've chosen. You know me. You know mom. And you know, when you need advice, all you got to do is text me. You ain't got to call me, and I'll give you the right answer. So I kind of left my daughter alone, and I think that's important, too, as an evolution of the motherhood thing. You know, leave them alone, especially when they're out there making grown-ass decisions. If you don't have to deal with the repercussions of them, don't worry about the decisions they make. And just pray for them, like you did when they were two. I'm a dude when she's 24. She was 22. Now she's 24. And pray to be 22. My kid is gone. You know, and I was a single mom, and I had those challenges. But when it came up to, am I going to kiss my child's ass? Or are they going to listen to me, and I'm going to stand and be the mother that I saw my mother be? Without my father's help, my father was there. But I never seen my father kicking out my brother. I see my mama kicking out my brother, okay? Standing up saying, no, right is right and wrong is wrong, and you're going to do what I say to get the hell out of my cradle. And I'm old. That's what my mama should have said to me, and I'm old. All right? So, anyway. Now, what are we doing? The Association of African American Single Mothers. I went back through and I listened to my old shows, and I was kissing my own ass. That's why God had to put me in a place where it says, you know what? We need to focus. And we need to do things that actually make a difference. We don't need to sit up and talk and text and Facebook, all of this fucked up shit that's going on. And actually, every day when we wake up, we do absolutely nothing to solve the problem. All we do is Facebook how fucked up it is. That makes me so sick. I stopped doing it. You know what? I Facebook love everybody, and everybody love you. Get up off your ass, and you can make some money. That's what I Facebook, because that's reality, and that's true. So what we're going to try to do is the Association of Single Mothers right now focus on two key areas. And one is our Women's Self-Awareness Program. And that encompasses four. four different areas. We cover four areas of a woman's life. The financial, so you can make some money to support your damn kids. Because you know a little Ray Ray gonna quit his job as soon as you start getting the child support check. Woman, financial. Two, spiritual. You gotta know who God is. And you have to understand that he's real. And you, as a mother of little bitty babies, very, very minds open to so much good and bad, God is right there on your tip, making sure he has for you what you need for that child if you ask him. And that has been my philosophy when I was married and the nigga ran off on me. Okay, and I found out he told his sons all kinds of, I'm extra round on all this. Here's the phone records when I tried to call him. I was like, Chris. That was 1998, 6, 7, 4, something. He's got phone records from that day. That's for me to show you the check stubs from my child support, since he's got all of that, because I really doubt everybody's telling the truth. All right. But I'm not bitter about it. Anyway, so, yeah, so we are focusing on the moms and helping the moms, and what we've come up with is what I like to call Moms Need Home. And it's a program where I'm trying to put the moms together and say, look, mom, you got two kids, you got one. Why don't you guys just rent a two-bedroom apartment and pay $400 each? That's $10,000 worth of food stamps you got between you. And live nice. I'll help you. We can get a program together where we can get you to go to some technical school to get you out of there, making money quick. Or we can put you in college. We can do all of that. And we call it Moms Need Home because they do. I look at my poor baby in New York. In New York, the most expensive place she could end up. But she's trying to find a nice place to live with her and her son, minus the drama of the baby's daddy. But everywhere she moves, there's more drama than when she left. So let's get these moms together across the country. And trust me, their kids will be gone sooner before you wake up and realize you are somebody's mama. They ain't going to be bothered with you. So it's going to be like 15 years, but I say let's get together. Let's work the programs, the spiritual, and that's where I stop. The physical, the spiritual, the mental, and the emotional. Spiritual, let's know God on a real level. Let's know God, the Jesus God, not Willy Bobo's God that's teaching you on Sunday and blanking your son on Monday. We don't want to teach that kind of Jesus because that's not the Jesus that gives you power. All right, so financially, we know we're going to help you make money. Spiritual, we know we're going to help you know the real God that will take you out of a fucking Quality Inn and put you in your own apartment where you're very nice and comfortable. That God, and you don't even have kids, and he got your bathroom anywhere to go in. That God. Emotional, let's get your mind right, okay? Just because he say he loves you, don't mean he loves you. Love is an action word. If he loving you and 14 other chicks and they pay, if he ain't got a kid, and you know he ain't paid that child support. Come on now. Let's use our brains and let's get you out of that. Let's give you some life skills training so you'll know what it is to be a woman, a mother, and love yourself first. Let's teach you how to love yourself first. That's the emotional. Let's teach you how to love you. Because if you love you, you don't give a damn about what he did or who he's with because you love yourself too much to let anybody put you to give you less than what you give yourself. Okay? So, and love ain't physical. Love is a mental kind of thing. The physical is the least of it. And if love is physical, it's you getting the fuck your ass and giving me what I need. Hey, I like that. All right. So, let's see. Everything's trying to access the internet when I'm talking. No. All right. So, that's three. And then the last one is the physical. Yes. Get up off your ass and be healthy. If you have young kids, you know you got to stay healthy or get you a hell of a life insurance policy and let me be the beneficiary. Okay? And so, you know, that's the four programs, the financial, the spiritual, the emotional, and the physical. Now, we try to focus because if a woman has those things on point, she's good. And I know because I'm the woman that had them on point. You feel me? So that's what we're doing. And the Moms Need Homes program. So, let's make this quick because I think I got about 3 minutes before I got to close it down. U.S. Bank, they get sued all over the place because they got these homes that are owned by them and they just sit and they ain't taking care of them, they ain't nobody living in them. So But what I'm going to try to do is try to approach them and say, hey, look, we got a perfect solution. Everybody probably all got a check or they go to work. All these moms got some kind of money. So we're going to put it together. The association going to put whatever's left. And we're going to put them in a home that it ain't New York, Beverly Hills, hoes and mamas. No. It's Camp Johnson, nigga. You're going to get up. You're going to wash your ass. You're going to take care of your kids. You're going to figure out what's happening for the day, school or work. We're going to help the kids. We're going to read to the kids. We're going to do normal kind of stuff. Normal stuff. And it's really Camp Johnson. But if moms need homes, 4 or 5 of us, where are we going to have fun? Because if anybody's going to have fun in the house with some kids, it's me. Ask my kids when they ain't mad at me. So that's what we're going to do. So I need your support. I've been volunteered in every city. I have. This is a 501c3 only in California, but it takes $225 for me to be everywhere else. So I'm not tripping. I've done this all by myself the past whatever years, and obviously doing stuff by yourself ain't working. There's got to be other people that see single mothers that need some help, okay? Send them to us. And I wanted to tell you, and Terry, if you're listening, I didn't tell you, but the first Moms Need Home will be my home. I'm welcoming any mother in Sacramento. Let's keep it to maybe 2 kids, okay? 2 kids, baby. We got enough room for 2 kids. But I'm opening my second bedroom, my second bathroom, to any mom that thinks they want to come to Camp Johnson. Call me, email me, we'll talk about it. But I won't ask you for any money. But what I'm going to do is teach you some admin skills and make you an intern for FF Johnson Consulting, which is my for-profit that takes care of my rent. You feel me? So, Moms Need Home First Home is going to be my home because I want that person to really kind of help me in an admin and maybe back me up one day and say, oh, okay, she's real. I live with her. She's real. This is a real thing, and we're going to help mom because Lord knows they need it. And then there's the Boys to Men Project. Everything is on our website. I just updated it. I clicked publish 2 seconds before I went on air. Everything's there. If you can make a donation, please do. I have a for-profit, which is my consulting firm, FF Johnson Consulting. Whatever I get from that goes to whatever, just like it did when I was an insurance adjuster. But those are the things I need people to help me. Find the moms, okay? Find the people that are willing to rent to us. Because we don't just rent 2 bedroom, 2 bath apartments and say, yeah, this is for our nonprofit, what we do. We need local moms to police them. You know what I mean? Because, yeah, they'll think it's the hot family here, old mom, baby dad, mama. Reality show. And it's not. It can't jump. And if you're Tomlin, you know all about Camp Johnson. So, this is it. This is the diary. This is the show. We're back every Sunday from 1 to 1:30. I love you. And right now, I would like this left. But all. We live in a world where there are laws. And God will bless us as well as He will curse us with what we think and what we say. Bless yourself this week. And bless me. Bless your children by the words that come out of your mouth. And by what you think about. Thank you very much for listening. I love you. And please, please, please come back. I'm going to end it with Funky Summer. So like I said, if it wasn't for the grace and the glory of God, Chris and I would have been really funky this summer. God bless.